Let's start. First item on the agenda is the confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from 25th of January. Minutes have gone out, and they've been approved, I believe. And Gabby, do you want to take us through actions?
Well, should I take them through all? There's just one action that hasn't really been done to 100%.
Okay, so what's that?
The chair and vice chair, too, after consulting with the GNSO, select a suitable number of volunteers for the DSSA working group and present them on the council email list for approval.
Yeah, which we're going to get to a little bit later on in this meeting, so that's great. All right, the second item on the agenda is the follow-up incident response working group, for which there is a briefing paper as the first attachment on everybody's email of council papers. Bart, do you want to take us through this with Jörg?
Yeah, maybe. So this is, I think this was a result from the Cartagena meeting. It's what we've done is we, Jörg presented it at the final report at the CCNSO meeting and sent it to the council, and the briefing paper is, the first step is just the, say, summary of the findings, and the second bit, and that's where, if there are questions about the results, that's why Jörg is on the call. And probably the next step is, and it also includes next steps. Say, assuming the, and based on the comments received, we think the next steps should be to start to set up a instant response repository, and to get there, the next step. And the next steps are given. It can be very costly that we first find out what type of funding models are acceptable to the CCLD community. And secondly, and in parallel, but that's dependent on each other, is detailed cost to implement, maintain, and operate an incident response repository. And, the question there is make or buy. So hire the service as the working group has scored, and then then report back to the council and the community, and then start to implement it either by sending out an RFP and reviewing it, and then take the decision how to do it.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything at this point?
No, I don't think that there is anything else to be added to what Bart said. Quite okay. Because
okay.
I've been reviewing the proposal, and I think it's okay.
Okay. So the intention, the next step suggested in the key next step suggested in the document, the briefing paper, is that we set up a small, presumably small working group to implement the report, or rather at least to explore whether it's feasible for us to implement the report. Does anybody have any questions for Jörg about this at all?
It's Leslie, I have a question. I'm not sure how widely known this work is within the CC community yet. Jörg, I wonder if there's to what extent you've been able to do outreach to people who are not currently involved in the working group?
Well, there has been the usual involvement. Say, there have been presentations about what is going on different ICANN meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been the invitation to participate within the working group. Although I do have to admit that participation wasn't extremely high at all times. but nevertheless, I think what had to be done has been done. And I wonder what else we could do to disseminate or to further disseminate the work. So I think
I wasn't meaning to imply any criticism of the
no,
work, the working group.
No, I don't.
I guess when maybe the estimated costs will be enough to focus people's minds and attention on this.
I bet it will. I guess that's definitely the case. So I suppose that, thanks Leslie, I suppose that what we should do then is to, I mean, I can't see any issue with following the next steps, which is, that's a logical next step, is to look into it in more detail. And it may be that, I know that it's not exactly the same thing, but it may be that while we're doing that, there's some effect is felt from the new Stability and Security Working Group, which may have some input or may influence or affect the ultimate decision-making process. But basically, if I understand it correctly, Bart, what's before the council is to create a working group
Yeah. What we suggested is more or less the purpose and the scope of activities.
Yeah. So if we decide to do that, well, the first step would be for you to do a charter, yes?
Yes, and it's going to be a very simple one, and it's going to be a very small one. And this one shouldn't take too long, I assume, because, say, Jörg has already some data, and we just want to push it further and see, because it's, as Leslie... remarked, it can be very costly.
Yeah. All right. So I guess
if I was in the council's shoes, what I would do is, I think that the contract repository could be implemented a lot cheaper than the offer from trusted introducer. As it currently stands. Nevertheless, the question would be who would do so, and even more, once we have an implementation of the contact repository, who is going to run it? And if we do not want the, let's say, ICANN to have a certain role in that area operating yet another system. So the question that would come to my mind is, even though we do have an implementation for a reasonable cost, who is going to run it? And if that decision might be hard to take, and I assume it is hard to take, then what I would propose is, or I would strongly hint to, go for a solution that is being operated and that is coming out of the box. But this is just my 5 cents.
Sure. Thank you. So for us today, then, the decision is simply to whether we set up this working group. Does anybody object to that? And if nobody objects, then Bart, I guess you can draft the charter. Are there any objections? Okay, good. So I think we can say that we'll do that. And Bart, you'll have that for us for San Francisco, presumably.
I hope I will, yeah.
Well, you've got nothing else to do. Thank you, Jörg.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
The next item on the agenda is appointment of the new CCNSO chair. Delighted to say that everyone with the exception of Leslie, for some bizarre reason.
Leslie.
Sorry? What was that?
It is unanimous.
Is it? Did Leslie vote for herself?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't until I was pushed, because I was told it should be unanimous.
Okay. Well, actually, now you definitely can't back out of it. You voted yourself in. So that's great. And this is just for noting in the minutes, I suppose, that the resolution was passed unanimously and that we will deal with the logistics of that in San Francisco at the council meeting. So thank you everybody for making the effort to put in your votes on the list. Any other comments? Good. Item 4 is membership applications. We have two memberships. One is for .cd, one is for .ua. Both of them are in the usual form and have... who's that?
Hi, Eric. Sorry for the late.
Hi, Eric. No problem. Both of
someone
them
else
you.
Joined before Eric. Sorry, can I just check who that was? Because we're not... someone else joined earlier. Could you identify yourself?
Yes, me, Eric.
No, before you.
Sorry.
Okay, well done.
Whatever. Where was I? Yes, so we have the usual email from Kim Davis at IANA, so we can pass those resolutions approving the membership, unless anyone has any comment or any objection. Good. Okay, so Gabby, if you send me a note, I'll send out the usual welcome note.
Okay.
Thank you. Item 5 is the UNESCO survey, which Yanis has provided the latest version of. I promised him that I would get to, I would speak to him later on today, if possible. If you recall, we discussed this on the last call and said, obviously, subject to seeing it, we would help with it. And what we talked about was the possibility of referring it out to the regional organisations to send it out. I'm unclear, perhaps you might be clearer than me. Am I right in thinking that he's actually listed the target countries that he wants it to go to?
Yes, he did.
So that, so it is literally just to those places that he wants it to go?
Yeah, that's my understanding, at least from the emails I've seen.
Okay. Well, in that case, it might be more appropriate. I don't mind, but it might be more appropriate, and Yanis has indicated his willingness to send them out himself, if we give him the email contact details for the CCTLD managers in each of those territories. It's a matter for discussion. Either we can send them out to Centre and LAC TLD and so on, or we could send them out directly ourselves, or we could just... provide Yanis with some contact details. What do we think?
Chris, this is Mark.
Yes, mate.
May I suggest, say, the first step is that we confirm that the regional organisations are fine with it, and then send it out, say, both on behalf of the CCNSO and regional organisations.
Okay.
And then we can send the email details, but that's just pure logistics.
All right. Well, I think... in the previous conversation, my recollection is that Eric, I think, was okay with it, and I think Peter was okay with it. And I think Jan was okay with it, as far as I can recall. But I guess what we need to... I'm only conscious of the timing, which is massively inconvenient, and of course, in typical government style, takes ages to do the questionnaire and then expects a response within a month. But... is everyone happy if we just get Bart to contact the regional organisations and confirm they're comfortable and then have it sent out?
Chris, this is Jan.
Yes, Jan. Yes, Jan.
Yeah. I actually agree with you. I think if Yanis already have some targeted country, so probably the way, let them contact them, directly. You know what I mean? Because if he already have some countries in his mind, probably that's going to be the easiest way, It's totally up to, the CCTLD managers, if they would like to provide that kind of information or not.
Well, it is anyway. I mean, it certainly is entirely up to them whether they provide the information or not. It's just a question of whether we want to, to be seen to be cooperating with UNESCO, which I don't think would be a bad thing, actually.
Okay.
And if we were to send it out with from ourselves and the regional organisations as a request, apart from anything else, it wouldn't appear as something really strange on the CCTLD manager's computer from somebody he doesn't know. If we send it out, it comes with our sort of contacts and blessings. So I accept what you say, Jan, but I think my preference would be that we actually send it out.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Well, if there's no problem with that, Bart, can we get that organized in a couple of days and I'll talk to Yanis and tell him that that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Um, process of working group candidates. Okay, and there's a note down here somewhere.
Gabby.
Yes, Gabby, can you remind us of where we are with that, please?
Well, there was just this discussion last time on what to do with working group volunteers who volunteer once the working group has already been set up and started working. I very often get the requests of, oh, could I join this group, and how to handle these requests. Right now we have to put it forward to the councils and so on. So the email outlines really everything.
Yeah. And my recollection is that Heroes sent a note through suggesting a way around, a way of dealing with it, I think. And Leslie, I remember, did you send something kind of agreeing?
I think Roloff also sent something around.
Right. Okay. I don't need any rush on this. I mean, I'm not. We could maybe we talk about it in San Francisco in a couple of weeks. And just have a quick discussion about it there. It's one of those things probably easy to do in person.
I'm sure there must be a workaround of some description that.
Yeah,
helps.
I'm sure there is. But if we, Gabby, if you can make sure that we talk about that at the council meeting in San Francisco, that would be great.
Okay.
In the meantime, back to number 7, which is the volunteers for the Territory Names Study Group. The current situation with that is that the GNSO were a tsunami of volunteers arrived for the GNSO. And what have we told them? Gabby, we've said 6 or something, haven't we?
To the GNSO, we said 6 people.
Okay.
But
that's
they haven't.
With it.
Yeah,
but I know. Stefan is here, and so are many other members of the GNSO at the moment, so hopefully we'll get something done on that. But it's out. This one is specifically our study group, so we can have as many people on there as we like. I can't see any reason not to approve all of those people if they're prepared to volunteer. Does anybody have a problem with that? Okay, good. In that case, what's the next step for us on this, Bart?
Next step is we send an email around. We're still waiting for ALEC volunteers, and I don't know if you had a chance to talk to the GAC about this. ALEC as well.
Yes, I will talk to the GAC. As I'm sure you can imagine, they're a little preoccupied just at the moment with their new GTLD discussions with the board, but hopefully by tomorrow morning I'll be able to have a sensible conversation with Heather and we can move that forwards.
Yeah.
And Olivier is here as well, so I will chase Olivier on his ALAC volunteers.
Chris, Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl.
I was going to raise it a little later that we would like to give you one from each of our regions, which would be 5, not 4, but just to raise
That's
the awareness,
okay.
That Gabby just said GNSO was expecting for you to set 6. I have a note from the chair of GNSO to GNSO Council indicating that you've gone from 10 to 12 reps.
No, that's the Security and Stability Working Group.
Okay, that's fine. So I was looking at the Thank you. My error.
And I don't have a problem with unless anybody else has a problem. I don't have an issue with you giving us 5, Cheryl. I think if you want to regionalise it, that's okay.
It helps if we regionalise it because it pushes it out to the edges more effectively.
I get that.
The first one, say, as soon as we got the members, hopefully we can do this for San Francisco, and then the working group will meet in San Francisco for the first time.
Okay. I think we should have that meeting anyway, Bart, even if we still don't have people from other places. It is our working group, so we might as well get started with it.
Yeah, the time is already scheduled. So.
Cool. Okay, marvellous. Which brings us...
With one exception, that's probably worth mentioning as well. Until now, say, the idea was that Donna Austin would support this working group as well from ICANN's side.
Because
she's old and she's no longer with ICANN.
You can add another one to chalk up on your list, Leslie. I mean, I'm struggling at the moment here to deal with some IDN issues that have arisen, and no one knows who's really running stuff on IDNs. Niella is, you know, the person who's doing some of the legwork, but we're in a, it's really hard at the moment. So I don't know. I guess we just have to get the working group set up and figure out what we're going to do next. Thank you. That one's done. So now we move to the delegation redelegation working group. Not really much to say other than final report is out. You will have seen that the U.S. Government has issued a notice of NOI with some questions about IANA. I've asked Paul Schindler from my office to start drafting a draft possible CCNSO response to that NOI along the lines of we're in the middle of doing some fairly important work on this stuff. You know, please don't interfere while we're doing that. But we'll get that draft out as soon as possible, and we can talk about that in some detail in San Francisco. But certainly the intention is that we, if we accept the working group's final report, that we would then launch into a full, what are we calling it, framework of implementation working group to colour in, to put some colour and depth into the 1591 and GAC principles. Any comments or questions on that? Which brings us to item 10, which is the board's resolution on consumer choice, competition and innovation, which, to be honest, I hadn't even, whilst I knew it was there, it hadn't really crossed my mind that we would have much to say about it, but maybe we would. Has everybody had a chance to have a look at that? Does anybody have any comments? Okay.
Chris, Anshan here.
Yes, Anshan.
So if I bring it up, as it's also part of my GNSO update. Now, in the GNSO, there are interest in the constituency to undertake the work, and they have been asked to discuss this in their respective meetings, and the discussions will then be used as inputs and comments to the GNSO Council. So for their consideration. The issue here with the GNSO Council is that they are not very certain over the context of the resolution, what the board is trying to achieve here. So, and as well, the timeline given by the board is quite short, and they actually wanted it by the campaign meeting. So they're going to send a letter to the ICANN board for the request for this resolution to be passed during the conference meeting. And
so hold on. They're sending a letter to the board asking for more time?
Well, they're definitely asking for more time because between now and the conference meeting, which is in 2 weeks' time, there's no way that, you know, the council is able to come up with kind of work that's accepted by the board. And even at this point in time, the council is also not very sure what the board is looking at.
So, yeah. Okay. My recollection is that this arose out of the new GTLD process, and I would have thought that it sits pretty firmly in the remit of the GNSO and the ALAS, and that if anyone was going to take the lead on that, it would be probably the GNSO. Cheryl, do you have the ALAC talked about this?
The board resolution specifies that the Since the NSO, the GNSO and the ALAC are requesting in the resolution, it indicates severally, but there's no reason why there couldn't be joint comments and feedback. The issue as far as getting things done by San Francisco has been addressed by some crossover work as well that's been done with the various registrant interests who think that they might have something to say from the GNSO world on the issue of consumer matters, and so the non-commercial stakeholder group and a few others, including the business constituency, have been interchanging some words of wisdom as well. At this stage, as you were just told, it's seen as impractical to get anything significant, particularly on a metrics and analysis point of view done by San Francisco, and that was pretty well recognised some time ago as Brussels event was going to take over everyone's energy. So it's going to happen in June, but we should, each, and certainly the ALAC will, and I assume GNSO will, and I'd encourage the GNSO to put in a reaction to the board. I'd suggest to the chairs of both the ALAC and the GNSO, indeed Rosemary's keen on this as well from the...
Let me take a run.
Just a joint letter saying, you know, we'll get back to you and we'll do something in June.
Well, maybe we will, but let me take a short run at what we might think, and I may be completely wrong about this, but my gut feeling is that this is something that if there was to be a working group or a discussion group set up by the lead actors in this area, like the G's and the ALAC, then we might look at participating in that by, you know, sending a couple of people along. But the chances of us actually being able to spend any time and effort as a CCNSO on providing advice to the board on these particular issues are relatively small, I would have thought. Does anybody disagree with me or think I'm off line? Okay.
The current plan is to have a forum in June, so anybody from a CC who's got interest or input can simply involve themselves at that level.
And that would be fine, I think, and very useful. And it's not that we don't necessarily have input as individual CCTLDs, because of course we do, is because we deal with this stuff all the time. Yep. But as a council, it's so far outside of what we would normally deal with.
Chris, just to correct you, it's actually all about the affirmation of commitments and the strategies that are outlined in ICANN's strategic plan, not the new Gs.
Well, it's
competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust, and all those terms need to be defined.
Well, I agree with that, but yes, you're right. But I think it sits again it refers to the new GTLDs in the resolution. That I accept that. Is there any more discussion on that point before we move on? Somebody just join us. Must be somebody coming back. Any more discussion?
Yeah, it was Byron. I got kicked out, but I'm back.
Welcome back, Byron. If there's no more discussion on that, then that moves us to the CCNSO website closed section. Gabby, do you want to take that any further?
Well, I mean, everything is in the email. The only thing that the council really needs to guide me on or us on is whether you'd like to have a closed section and how that should be done and who should be there. I mean, in fact, we already have some kind of closed section because we're using this wiki for the working groups today. But we don't know how to move further. If you want to have extra features that we could add within this closed section and so on. I really need guidance from the council. It doesn't have to be done today, though.
I understand that, and to be honest, I haven't put my mind to it at all. Has anybody got any thoughts on what they want to talk about right now?
I just had a general thought to contribute that in our thinking about this, we ought to think about transparency And, you know, it might seem rather inconsistent for us to say about ICANN transparency and then to hide a lot of our work. And I know, you know, what that needs to be part of our deliberations.
I think that's right. And I don't know if anyone else has a different view, but I haven't been overwhelmed with people saying, we want a closed site, we want to close the site. I mean, most people, I mean, there may be some people who said they thought it might be a nice idea, but I wouldn't say that there was a groundswell of opinion that there should be a closed site.
Well, can I just ask you then, shall we skip the wiki system we're using today for the working groups, because it is actually a closed site in a way?
No, that's different. Already. No, that's totally different. That's a working tool that's used specifically for working groups. And whether that should ever be published or should be open to viewing at a later date is a separate question.
So we should continue with that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing.
It is a different thing. And I think maybe we could, if we have time on Sunday morning in San Francisco, given that this is kind of a, you know, it's a sort of background how we run the council question, maybe we could have a brief discussion about this issue then. Anyone else? Okay. That brings me to the liaison updates, I think, unless I've missed something. Oh, okay. So 13 liaison updates, 12.1 and 12.2. So that's what's confusing me. Ron, do you want to go first, please?
All right. Just unmuting. Okay, I'm with you. Yes, I sent quite a lot of stuff over the period of the month, and I'm sure everybody's read it in full. Are there any questions before we go any further? All right. The three most recent items, which are at the top. Number four was brought up because Cheryl is here. The CCNSO seeks four ALEC volunteers for a new study group on the use of names, countries, and territories. We discussed it a little earlier. Cheryl, do you have anything else to say on that?
A request for a 5-5 for regional, that's all.
Yes, that's correct. One from each region.
Yep. And we already have three names out of the five, so we can get those women in advance of this SFO.
Okay.
So the question is it possible for ALEC to have five seats rather than the four that they were offered originally?
I think I've said to Cheryl already, I don't think there's a problem with that. If anybody has an issue, it's fine.
Okay.
So we can move on that one.
Then I have nothing else to add.
Okay. Can I just say I actually appreciate getting the emails when they come. It hits me, just, you know, sometimes I've already got them from other sources, but on other occasions I haven't, so thanks for that, Ron. Ashwin, are you going to take us through some other stuff apart from this consumer thing that you've already talked about?
Just
refer to your document. Okay. I've just got one other item, which is the Security and Stability Working Group. Have I missed anything else? Oh, I'll get to that in a second. Have I missed anything?
You missed out the Working Group update.
Ah, where are they?
Number 9 on the agenda.
Oh, that's because I've been following the wrong document. Yes, all right. Sorry, you're quite right. Hold on a minute. Here we go. Okay, well, do you want to do the SOP one first?
Yes, or maybe, I can do it. We had quite a hassle on the with the submission of the review of the strategic plan. Finally, we made it in time. It's been taken into consideration by Kurt, and say the process to post comments will be reviewed in San Francisco by the working group. So
okay.
we achieved that one, fortunately, and that's about the most important one about the SOP working group.
All right. I've not taken them out of order now, so I'm sorry about that. Let's go back to the beginning of the list. The DSSA working group is what I wanted to talk about. The situation is that we have a list of proposed people, but we are still waiting for the GNSO to tell us the number of people that they want to appoint. I've suggested to them that really for it to be workable, the absolute maximum they could think about is 12. They are still dealing with that, and I'm hopeful that we'll have an answer to that by the end of the week, which will then enable us, knowing how many, to reach out to some more people if we need to complete our list. So I'm very hopeful that by early next week, Byron and Leslie and I will be able to come back to everybody with a suggested list of people. The IDN PDP working groups 1 and 2. Bart, do you want to just briefly... You sent out a note, didn't you? No, that was to the working group itself. Do you want to just briefly take us through where we are with that, or do you want me to do it?
You better do it, sir. I will do working group 2.
Okay, well, so working group 1 is at a point where we're pretty much done. We would certainly expect to be done by, within a few weeks, except for one thing, and that's variants. And we think that we probably will be recommending that we put Working Group 1 and hence that particular aspect of the policy development process on hold until such time as we have input that we can usefully use on the variance issue. On that score, ICANN has set up a working group to do some case studies to try and refine what we think we mean by variance, to come up with some real-life examples that can be used to check to see if something is a variant and so on. And that is starting now, so hopefully it won't take that long. But that's where we are, and that's likely to be input from that working group is likely to be, that's what it is likely to be to the council in San Francisco. Second one?
IDM PDP Working Group 2. They will continue their work. They will look now into the rules and guidelines. You saw the email from Hero. And they will conclude their recommendations on the inclusion of IDM CCTLDs in the CCNSO. And then, depending on what the council decides, either will submit their recommendations to the council and then for vote for the members or wait until another time. But preferably they want to continue and conclude as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Next one is JIG.
JIG, yes, Jan.
Hi.
Hi.
For single character issue, actually, we're in the phase of finalizing the final report, where integration of summary for comments received. We still need a last call to reach a consensus at the working group for final report. And the next step is going to be a submission of final report to both councils for consideration. So that's on single character. For the variants, just as you said, we're in the phase of completing discussion on policy expect to be considered. And the next step is going to be publish initial report for public comments. We're targeting after ICANN San Francisco meeting.
Okay. Any questions on any of those updates from anyone?
And the finance working.
Yeah. I'll get there. Okay. All right. So, Byron, do you want to talk about finance?
Sure. It's been relatively quiet, but we have sent out all the materials that were available that Bart had dug up. Everybody in the finance group received those a couple of weeks ago, and we have a face-to-face scheduled for San Francisco as well as a joint meeting with the SOP. So that's what's going on today. But one thing I wanted to actually ask for is a bit of an appeal to anybody who may have further information tucked away deep in the recesses of their hard drives, both of their memories or of their computers, for any further information on the historical context. I think everybody, or Gabby, can you tell me, has it been put up on the website, the materials?
No, it hasn't. I don't be, shall we?
I will send it to Christina and Gabby.
Okay, thanks. So everybody can see what is available in terms of historical context or materials, but I would also make an appeal if there's anything else out there, because the materials we've been able to unearth so far are relatively few. So that that's where we're at right now.
Thanks. Byron, on a moving forwards note, and I apologize for not, I should have sent a note, and I apologize if I haven't done that. I met with Akram, the ICANN COO, in Los Angeles last week, and I spent a fair bit of time talking to him about where we had got to with Doug and Kevin, and trying to reestablish those lines of communication so that we could have, you know, open conversations in a trusted environment to talk about this stuff. His initial response was, well, I'm not doing the accounts the same way anymore, and I'm not doing the budget the same way anymore, and so therefore I can't necessarily provide you with the sort of information you're talking about. But after about 45 minutes of conversation and various strangely shaped diagrams on a whiteboard, I think finally got him to understand that, you know, we are not, he can't expect to deal with us in the same way that he deals with his, with the contracted parties. Because what he was saying was, quite justifiably from a corporate environment, what he was saying was, look, there are costs of running ICANN that are costs no matter what. And, you know, I can't, it's really hard to apportion those. So, for example, there's a cost of running the board. There's a cost of running legals. There's a cost of running general corporate stuff. And I accept all of that, but I said, but that's not the, I mean, yes, I know that that's the case, but you're going to have to find some way of talking to us about how we work out, you know, contributions to that, because otherwise you won't get any contributions to it. So I'm hoping, Byron, that we can organize a small team meeting with him in San Francisco if we can find the time.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'll follow up with you in the next couple of days on that.
Yeah. And then I get to pass the baton over, and away you go.
Excellent.
All right. Is there any other business that we need to talk about? Have I missed anything else? Obviously not. Okay. I'll just give you a very quick, just for your edification and delight, I'll give you a very quick update of this GAC board meeting here in Brussels. Yesterday was all about the board responding to the GAC, sorry, the board asking questions about the stuff the GAC put on their scorecard, the 12 points of difference in respect to new GTLDs. Today was supposed to be a day of discussion. It started off in exactly the same way as yesterday, with the board still asking questions about stuff that the GAC had done, until finally, at about 12 o'clock, as a result of a rebellion by a couple of the board members who said, this is ludicrous, we actually have to go away and talk to each other and then come back and talk to these GAC people instead of just asking them questions, they have now gone, and we'll be back at 4 o'clock, which is in 2 hours' time, hopefully to have a dialogue, which is what they were supposed to be here for in the first place. So there you are. That's it. Any other comments? So see you all in San Francisco, I hope.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.